Lighthouse Park in Vancouver on March 17, 1977. Lighthouse Park is a large natural park with many old trees preserved, huge cedars, hemlocks, and all kinds of different fir trees. It's the kind of forest that we used to have all over the BC West Coast. I'm going to lead you through this park today, but in a rather different way this time. Emily Carr used to paint the BC forest around the turn of the century, and while she was sitting in the forest painting, she also noted and wrote down what she perceived with her other senses, and she made some wonderful quotes about the sounds of the BC forest. With her words, I will lead you through this forest today. Nothing is still now. Life is sweeping through the spaces. Everything is alive. The air is alive. The silence is full of sound. There are themes everywhere. Something sublime. Something ridiculous. Or joyous. Or calm. Or mysterious. Tender youthfulness, laughing at gnarled oldness, moss and ferns, and leaves and twigs, and light and air, depth and color chattering, dancing a mad joy dance. But only apparently tied up in stillness and silence. You must be still in order to hear and see. The sounds of the trees and the birds seem so much a part that you can't quite make out if they are in your own head or in the world. I don't know the song of this place. It doesn't quite know its own tune. It starts with a deep, full note on the mighty cedars. Primeval, immense, full. Grant noble from roots to tips. And ends up in a pitiful little squeak of nut bushes. Under the cedars, you sense it's the Indian. And brave find spiritual things. Among the nut bushes are picnickers with shrieking children bashing and destroying, and flappers in pajama suits. And there are wood wagons and gravel wagons blatantly snorting in and out, cutting up the rude natural roads, smelling and snorting like evil monsters among the cedars. Woods are brimful of thought. You just sit and roll your eye. And everywhere is a subject thought. Something saying something. The trick is to adjust one's ear trumpet. Don't try to word it. Don't force it to come to you, your way, but try and adapt yourself its way. Let it lead you. Don't put a leash on it and drag it. I am circled by trees. They are full of chatter. The wind and the birds helping them. Through the sighing of the wind, they tell their sorrows. through the chortle of the birds, they tell their joys. The birds are not so intimate here as down in the swamp. There they flew low and sought earth things and dug for worms. Here their concerns are in the high trees. My spirit has gone up with the birds. On the flats it was too concerned with the mud. The trees take the wind so differently. Some snatch at it as if glad of the opportunity to be noisy. Some squeak and groan, and some bow meekly with low murmurs. And there are tall, obstinate ones who scarcely give even a sulky budge. The silence of our western forests used to be so profound that our ears could scarcely comprehend it. If you spoke, your voice came back to you as your face is thrown back to you in a mirror. It seemed as if the forest was so full of silence that there was no room for sounds. The birds who lived there were birds of prey. Eagles, hawks, owls. Had a songbird loosed his throat, the others would have pounced. Sober-colored, silent little birds were the first to follow settlers into the west. Gulls, they had always been. They began with the sea and had always cried over it. The vast sky spaces above, hungry for noise, steadily lapped up their cries. The forest was different. She brooded over silence and secrecy. So he listened to the tree, laid his thin ear upon the rank bark, amid the faint fluttering of leaves over seasons. Presently, he told stories, and with each telling, the tree grew, and soon he knew the tree would stand forever.
doors are open.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello.